Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7, the Voice of America in Washington, on Tuesday, October 18th, 2016. I'm Tungamili Nkomo.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. My name is Chioneso Johnny, and tonight we are looking at the abuse of Zimta funds by ruling ZANU-PF officials.
Let's get connected on Facebook at VOA Studio 7 and on Twitter at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318.
And we are live streaming on our Facebook and on our website at voazimbabwe.com, ndebelezimbabwe.com, and voashona.com.
You can also get in touch with us directly at the following number. That's 001-202-619-2077, and we will call you right back. Students at institutions of higher learning have called for the arrest and prosecution of those fingered in the alleged abuse of funds from the Zimbabwe Development Fund, traditionally meant to benefit learners and foster human capital development. This after allegations by the Anti-Corruption Commission that ZANU-PF officials, particularly Higher Education Minister Jonathan Moyo and his deputy Godfrey Gandawa, have been diverting and abusing ZIMDEF funds for personal purposes.
Students say they are the biggest losers in the whole saga and want government to take action against ZIMDEF officials and the minister himself. Jonathan Moyo has admitted to taking out money from the fund to buy bicycles for chiefs and headmen in his Cholocho North constituency. He has likened himself to the legendary British criminal Robin Hood, who achieved fame by stealing from the rich to give to the poor.
Indeed, Ms. Chi, that's the subject of tonight here on your favorite youth forum, The Connection. Lichona njani emakhaya ikudibana lamhlanje kungolesibili nje kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo uhlelo The Connection. Sikhangela namhlanje siqoqoqela sendaba yokudlaliswa ukuchaphazwa kuntshontshwa kwemali yesikhwama seZIMDEF yiziphathamandla zeZANU-PF ezigoqela umphathintambo wemfundo yezinga laphezulu uProfessor Jonathan Moyo lo msekeli wakhe umnumzana Godfrey Gandawa. Konke lokhu kuphuma kugatsha olukhangelane lokulwisana lobuhuquluzi okungethembeki elizweni, ugatsha lwe-anti-corruption commission. Yena obaba uMoyo ngokwakhe sekuvezile ukuthi yebo wathatha imali eningi kakhulu sibili kulolo gatsha, kodwa uthi wayisebenzisa ngendlela ngoba wathenga amabhasikili le midududu ethengela osobhuku lezinduna zeCholocho North constituency lapho angumeli weta le parliamente. Yilokhe udaba esingalo lamhlanje khona baku live talk. Kuliza khumbula ukubana injongo emqoka yesikhwama seZIMDEF ngeyokuphathisa izifundi zemfundo yaphezulu nqabe siye ku-attachment kumbe kulezinye inhlelo zentuthuko abafuna ukuzenza eziphathelanelo kufunda kwabo. Kodwa ke kukhanya imali eningi kayisasebenzi kayisayigcwalisi leyo njongo-ke siqanjulwa isetshenziswa ngezinye indlela ezingaqondanga ndicho ndiyo nyaya iri mudariro vedwe nasi muchirongwa chenyu chirongwa The Connection nyaya iye kusafambiswa zvakanaka ikusashandiswa zvakanaka kwemari yehomwe yeZimDev iyo inofanira kunge ichibatsira vadzidzi vari muzvikoro zvepamusoro soro. Asi zvatiri kuona sekutaura kweZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission ndezvekuti mari yakawanda zvikuru kubva kufandi iyi yakushandiswa nevamwe vakuru vemuzanu PF vanenge vaJonathan Moyo vanova minister weHigher Education avo vari kubvuma kuti hongu ndakatora mari kuZimDev asi handizinini ndega uyezve mari ndakaishandisa nemazvo ndakatenga mabhasikoro nemamotobikes kudevelopa kana kuti kusimudzira Cholocho North ayo mashoko ava Jonathan Moyo Miss Chi ndiyo nyaya iri mudariro nyaya tiri kutaura nezvayo nhasi vadzidzi vakawanda vari kupopota vari kuti haiwa aya haziwo mafambisiro anofanira kunge achiitwa mari iyi uyezve vanoda kuona hurumende ichitora matanho.
And tiri kunzwa kuti kune vanhu vakawanda especially business vari kucomplaina that they did not know about it and yet they are the ones contributing to the fund. In the report recently by in a report recently, you find out the Zimbabwe Manpower Development Fund came to ZimDev, was approached by National Manpower Advisory Council, and they were asking about why they were not told about this initiative, STEM initiative, that they only found out about it
They found out from these allegations.
Yes.
Listeners will remember that STEM, as you have said, is also funded under ZimDev to the tune of $4 million. I saw a statement from ZimDev itself, taking issue with the use or abuse of his fund by the minister and all other involved individuals. Tukunzwa kuti Ms. Chi, we have our first guest, and that's none other than Tonderai Chidawa Zikosu. President Zikosu is the largest student body in Zimbabwe. Koma Tonderai makadi enyu.
Makadi mambo.
Aiwa tinofara kana muchifarawo.
Aiwa isiri nani.
Aha, let's get straight into this topical and very contentious issue. Mr. Chidawa, as Zikosu, what's your take on all these revelations about the misuse of funds that are meant to be benefiting you guys as students?
Thank you very much, Mambo. Position yedu sema students, Zikosu is very clear. The National President of the Republic of Zimbabwe, who is our chancellor and our patron, should fire Jonathan Moyo for abuse of funds. Professor Edu Moyo, Vakapa, academic sanctions on students. Abuse of funds. Mukatarisa kuti ma students ari kuma polytechnic colleges ndivo vanonyanya benefita ne ZimDev funds. Tikaenda paHarare Poly nepa Belvedere College tinoona kuti mari yavaipiwa vari pa attachment havachapiwe, ndivo mari yakushandiswa kufunda ma activities ekutengera madzimambo mabhasikoro. Hazvina kuipa kutengera madzimambo mabhasikoro. Asi, kwete nemari inofa longe chibenefita vana varikuma colleges kwedu.
Aha, asi tiri kunzwa mukoma tonderai kuti vamugave pachavo vamuri kuti vanofanirwa kusunga vamoyo. Kuri kunzi vamugave pachavo navampoko ndivo vakaita kuti vamoyo vasasungwe.
Sema hwuredu atakaita president havana kuramba kuti vamoyo vasungwe. Vakati vakapa masimba kuparlament inoyedwa navamuenda kuti vaite mainvestigations avo, and then kana chiri chokwadi the course of the law will take its course. Asi vamupoko navamoyo sevanhu vanobva kuprovhinsi imwe vane maagenda avo, ivo vaive varivo acting president, ndo vakamiramira kuti Zeki isasunge nemapurisa isasunge vaJonathan Moyo for reasons best known to them, kwete kuti president ndo akapa instruction iyoyo. Our president is very clear on corruption and is very clear.
Aha, mukoma tonderai, ngati tarisei amwe macases ecorruption, you know, atinozova takamboitika munyika. Mungati vamugave pachavo vakazvipira here pakurwisana neuori? Because vangani vati kuona zvikuru sei makurukota vamugave vanoswera vachichema vachiti makurukota avo hana kuvimbika, asi mangani ari kusungwa, mangani akambosungwa?
Tikatarisa kuti minista kurineri vakavharigwa for 2 years, varimo variko kuchikurubhiko nenyaya yecorruption. Our president is very clear on issues to do with corruption, and I think and we believe as students kuti this time he shall set a president, yekuti ukaba unoenda kwawakakodzera kunova kuchikurubhi.
Aha, avo ndi mukoma tonderai chidawa, president Zimbabwe Congress of Students Union, ndi president mutungamiri wesangano iroro. Ms. Chi, une mvunzo?
Actually, ndoda kubvunza Mr. Tonderai. Mr. Tonderai, there's actually a report that says that Zimbabwe is losing at least $1 billion annually to corruption by Transparency International. And I wanted to know, Kuti, where is this money going to, if you are saying it's not going towards the education of the people?
Hello, come again.
Ndati, kune mari iriku investwa in education, and their claims, Kuti, hapana mari yatiri kuona. So where is the money going to, sir?
Mari iyoyo iri kwabviswa nema relevant ministers vakaita sana Jonathan Moyo, Steve yakasukuwere nevamwe vakadaro vatinoziva kuti vane huri, vanenge vachiishandisa to fund their nefarious activities zvinokodzera ivo nehama dzavo dziri pedo.
Aha. Also, going back to Professor Jonathan Moyo, mukoma tonderai, vakabvunzwa nemumwe murume paTwitter apa, akabvunza kuti ko ZimDef yakazotanga rini kupa vanhu chema, uye who approves chema yacho? VaMoyo vakapindura vachiti, it's been doing that since its beginning. Even Opa Muchinguri got ZimDef chema when she lost a close relative when she was ZimDef trustee. What's your take on that? It goes beyond Mr. Moyo, right?
Ngavasanyepe inisa president dzikosu takashandana na Muchinguri tikaenda kunhamo yavo vakaramba mafande ZimDef vakada kupiwa motokari neZimDef vakaramba vakada kupiwa fio neZimDef vakaramba. Minister Moyo neugire wavo neudyire wavo nekuda kupfuma nekuchimbidza vasina kushanda vakatora mari iyoyo after a state-sponsored funeral yakapiwa mwana wavo. Saka mai Muchinguri panyaya yeZimDef ngativa chenese itiva siye. Vamoyo ngawasade kutswaga vamwe vanhu vachida kuvasvibisa masitavo vari ivo vakaba. Yet is the signatory way, the final signatory way Zindev. Ndo vane final say. Saka vakada kupinzana mai Mchinguri tineti kwete sema students. Ngavamire nemutoro wavo vamoyo kwete kuda kutsvaga mwana vatakurira mutoro yavo.
Please do stay on the line. Mkoma Chidawa, Mkoma Chidawa, ndivo president veSangano reZikhosu. We must make it categorically clear here, Ms. Chi, that these are allegations against Professor Moyo, Mr. Gandawa, and everyone else who is involved. Only when Mr. Moyo stands at trial and is found guilty, we will say for sure that Mr. Moyo abused funds. But for now, legally, these remain allegations. Sitate umlaleli wetu akuqala uOwen Moyo ebinga elusulu. Moyo kunjani ba?
Hayi, yaphila kunjani kona ngapha?
Hayi, siyaphila kunjani ebinga?
Hayi, ebinga ilanga liyatshisa kakhulu.
Alithembisi yini izulu?
Hayi, izulu lake labuya nje ekupheleni kwenyanga nale ephelileyo, kodwa hayi, kathe siliyatshisa.
Aha, hayi, silethemba lizabuya ngesikhathi kulinywe Mnumzana Moyo. Ungathini ngodaba olusenkundleni namhla?
Mina udaba lolu ngiyaluzwa sibili, kodwa ngithuthuka ngokuthi selimali zami khona mabezithatha bezisezigabeni zabo, kabazidethe nakithi ngoba lathi sekuduzeke nda.
Ungumuntu onganani Moyo? Ngibuzela ukuthi mhlawumbe ngumuntu oke wafika kuzinga lesikolo lapho odinge khona uncedo kuzimdefu waluswele.
Hayi, hayi, sesemncane angikafiki, kodwa mbona ukuhlupheka okukhona ngapha.
Okay, bakhona yini abalutholayo uncedo lwezimdefu abakuzinga lemfundo yaphezulu osuke wababona?
Angababoni kakula, angababoni.
Aha, hayi, siyabonga Moyo ngokungena kuhlelo. Alubana belalele bona obaba umgabe labo Moyo, ungathini, ungathanda ukuthini kibo?
Ngithi lathi kabasikhumbule ngapha ebhinga, mabethatha izimali lezo lathi besiniki.
Aha, hayi, siyabonga Moyo ngokungena kuhlelo. That was our first listener, Owen Moyo, calling us from Binga. He is among the many millions of Zimbabweans who are condemning these allegations and want to see action being taken.
I mean, they would be very much concerned, especially when they know that what is being promised is not exactly what is happening to them, don't you think?
Indeed, without question.
And so right now we are getting ready to have another speaker on the line. And this speaker is all the way from Glenview. Thank you for being with us, Fungai Nyapokoto. Hello, Fungai. Aiwa, takasimba kwa imimi mmakasimba ere.
Tili mumsimba kumaruda zingochikisa nina mazirija tina zi.
Tukushinzo kuti akuskuita mugo na kutatitana ngura ere kuti chicha mafone ranasi.
Ya, ndi kufone andi vanya ye zindi zingiruda zingiruda zingiruda. Kuti jedi wano, kune wano anenge waini chidu. Sekutinyika ifambe zvakanaka kuti vamwe vanenge vasingadi ndo rinove dambudziko rinosangana naro rakakura. Ndinogona kuwenga munhu kuti uyu handimudi munhu but achiita zvakanaka kunakira nyika, but izvozvo isusu hatizvioni semazimbabwezi. Ndo dambudziko rimwe rakanyanya kuita iroro. Ini ndakatarisa zvangu nyaya yeprofesa Jonathan Moyo, vane mari
Ndimbobvunza bvunzo wani mukoma fungai vasati vaenda Miss Chi uyezve tisati tatora mumwe mutereri wedu. Mukoma fungai muri kuti muri kudzidza kuUZ paUZ?
Munin'ina wangu ndiye anodzidza kuUZ, ari kuita medicine ikao.
Okay. Mungati mungati pane zvimwe zvirongwa here zvaari kutadza kuita nenyaya yekuti haagoni kuwana rubatsiro kubva kuZimDef?
Zvinhu zvakawanda zvaanokwanisa kuita, zvinhu zvakawanda zvaanoshaya zvakuti dai aikwanisa kuwanawo rubatsiro kubva kuZimDef, zvinhu zvese zvaitwa zvaifamba. But nenyaya yekuti isusu mari inenge ichitinetsa kunonyika kunoku, kuwanikwa mari dzinofanana neizvo zvokutiwo dzinenge dziri muzvirongwa izvozvo, kuvanhu votadza kupuhwa mari. Saka matambudziko anonge akatitarisanawo nesu iwayo.
Haiwa, tinotenda mukoma fungai nyapokoto, tinovimba vakaterera vana mwoyo vacho navana purezidendi vamugava. Okay, mukoma tondirai tisati tadzoka kwamuri, timbotora mutereri Miss Chisi lo mlaleli lapa onevu ogwele Zambia. Mnumzana Nevu, siya kwamukela kuhlela.
Ngiyaphila, unjani baba? Ngumlevu.
Indlovu.
Indlovu enkulu baba, eTswapo eBotswana.
Hayi, siyakuzwa Mlevu, zungenile kuhlelo baba.
Ya, ngicela ukubuza kancane, mina ngifuna ukuphuma kancane kutopic yenu. Ngicela ukubuza umuntu olecala obulala abantu, lo lecala othontsha imali, olecala mbani?
Obulala abantu lo tshontsha imali. Valecala bonke.
Ungakhangelisisa kahle. UJonathan bafuna ukumtonga politics. Kulabantu ababulala abantu ngo-1980 eMadebeleleni. Abazange bathonisiswa. UJonathan utshontshe imali edevelopa iMadebeleleni. So kuthiwa ulecala. Mina ngithi uJonathan uyenze into enhle eMadebeleleni ngoba manje kule ntuthuko esiyibonayo eMadebeleleni ngenxa ngendlela uJonathan esale eqala ukungena embusweni. Ngisapota kakhulu into kaJonathan 100%.
Aha, hayi, siyakuzwa Mlevu, kodwa ngiphendule njalo umbuzo wakho. Isela lombulali ubaya bebephambanisile isigebenga bonke bobabili, umbulali lesela, ukutshontsha lokubulala kulicala konke.
Kodwa ma utshontsha mnumzana, utshontsha usiza abantu, icala lakhona kumele likhangelwe ngenye indlela.
Kodwa yabo utshontshile okusalayo.
Lobutshontshile akuthonisiswe bonke, akuqale ukuthonisiswa abantu bebhugurawundi bese kubuya amasela, siyavuma. Hayi ukuthi uqale ngoJonathan oyenza icala izolo sevube ngeniswe enkundleni, sirong.
Hayi, siyavuma, siyabonga Mlevu. Khona ngapha eZambia.
Ya, mina ngiseZambia lapha ngomshayeli wamagonyeti, iningi bangazi nje ngibizwa uMlevu. Ngidabuke etholo ukuthi uJonathan imsupporta kakhulu ngakithi, uyenza into enhle.
Indlovu enkulu, siyabonga ba.
Lami ngiyabonga ndlozi.
Aha, abo Mtereri Mistindi wa Mlevu bari kuti bata bari ku Zambia hanzi pakati pemunhu anouraya kana kuti mondi nemunhu anoba apara mhosva ndiani papo, saka ndavapindura ine ndikati vapara mhosva vese. Saka ivo vari kuti vanotsigira vamwoyo nekuti vanobva kucholocho kunova kunzvimbo kwavamwoyo kwavanobvavo vari kuti haiwa kana maprosecutors achida kusunga vamwoyo ngatange asunga vanhu vakapara mhosva dzekugura hundi vozouya kuna vamwoyo. Amenori kuionawo sei nyaya yacho.
Yeah, it's a very good story, but I have to say, Tunga, that Zimbabwe is losing $1 billion to corruption every year.
Indeed, and that's a lot of money that could be put to better use instead of going into the pockets of a few individuals.
Mm-hmm. Now, we have a report coming straight from Transparency International where the executive director, Mary Jane Dube, who is going to be showing up just now, and she's telling us that there is an extensive corruption in the system. And let's hear what she has to say.
The idea behind it is to quantify and to qualitatively analyze the causes of corruption in our society as Zimbabwe, and hopefully also offer recommendations of how to tackle corruption as it affects different members of the society and different sectors of society. So this particular one was looking at the political economy of corruption and its impact on society.
And that was her talking about the impact of what corruption has done in Zimbabwe. So let's listen to what Daniel Shumba, ZANU-PF representative, has to say in terms of what he is saying in support of what has been happening in the system right now.
Corruption is not necessarily perpetuated by government or civil servants, but it is across the board. Private sector is involved in corruption. Opposition are also involved in corruption. In fact, there was a surge in corruption during the unity government. And so it is wrong to try and apportion that to a specific political.
And that was Daniel Shumba, What do you say about that? He's saying that corruption is everywhere. So does it make it right, Ntunga?
No, it doesn't. And I think there's empirical evidence, even from the Transparency International, that most corruption happens within the government.
And according to the report, most of this is because of what is happening on the roads due to what the police have been doing and also those who are government officials who are the worst offenders. So you go into the road, mazwano, kana uchufamba, shwaganaka, kuda kuenda kumusha, unomiswa ni mapurisa onzi, tipeo mari. I mean, that is not working.
The police and Zimra officials are the most corrupt. And I'm not saying that it's coming from the Transparency International Zimbabwe. And that's not news, really, because it's something people have been saying for a very, very long time. Tizokere kwa muri mkoma tonderai. Pane vamwe vari kuti zviri kuitika gaizvi ndezvenyu muzanu PF kurwisana pakati pe G40 ne Team Lacoste muri kuzvionawo sei?
Yeah, if we don't have factions and we don't urge people to say kuti kurwisana kwezanu PF kuba aba dola na aba sindi aba. This is a national issue. As soon as it's my students, it's ZANU-PF. It's affecting both students from MDC, from People First. My students are Temba Maliswa. It affects that TSA. They will not benefit at that fund. But I will remember you better than my students. It's that you're MDC. You're ZANU. All right, it's got nothing to do with factionalism or G4 or Lacoste. Idiot.
Mm-hmm. Please do stay on the line, Mkoma Tonderai. And we must say that I think we are having problems with our phones because we had lined up many guests, indeed, including guys from Zinasu. If you guys are listening, please do call in. We had also lined up from Ms. Kwananzi, a former Zinasu guy, and, you know, he really knows a lot when it comes to the ins and outs of the education sector of students.
Mm-hmm. And so this issue is really bothering a lot of students, and the initiative started very well that all the students are paying, don't have to pay school fees for A-level. But afterwards, you find out that it's not as prospering as they meant to.
Indeed. Maybe going back to Mkoma Tonderai, are you guys still getting any funding from ZIMDEF as the cause? And we are told that is because of factionalism, because you guys, it is alleged that you are aligned to Team Lacoste.
That's actualized, my brother. We are not aligned to any faction. We are aligned to our Chancellor, His Excellency President Robert Mugabe. In actual fact, sometime last year, Minister of Education, Rakandidana, executive young man, the name Tienda Kovis Kwabu, Rakatiti, Imi, Sema students, at Chapu Fundi, Kati Y. You belong to the wrong basket. Kati basket is a president, Nora Rashika Ere. She can see Moriwe Kwamananga, but she can never come again for a president. Did you come back with Vite Rain on his minister? I put it on the faction away, G40. We don't belong to Team Lacoste. We don't owe our loyalty to Team Lacoste. We owe our loyalty to President Mugabe. And him only. And him only.
Mm-hmm. Saka munomboedza here kugara pasi navo vamoyo kuvaratidza kutaya vamoyo kukata funding kwa makaita kwatikanganisa nedzira ine I.
Haba kwenda kubiswa moyo hatinde kwezikoso nekuti pataka indako takabatwa senhapwa tikabviswa butsu tikaenda tare boat search tatorwa mapeni nemafoni tikandisa muoffice takatoenda kuoffice yemunhu yakadaro kunodii kanichi tikaenda kune mamwe maoffice emaminista tonotambirwa toenda kuoffice yamoyo kuti vanotilektera nezvefactionalism here kuti vanotilektera kuti vakasukira vanoita president wezimbabwe here zvichina baba vamugabe vari kutonga vachibetserwa nemachinda avo vamupoko navamunangagwa
ko makabvisiswa bhutsi kwaiva kun'anga here
hatihwisise baba pamwe ndiwo kuromba kwachona nokuti vanhu vakapinda masurens vakapinda muofisi vobvisa shangu kuti mushonga ishande
That's interesting there, Ms. Chi. Tondera is saying that when Professor Moyo came into office, he called them to a meeting and they were ordered to remove their shoes. And that reminds me of the picture that will forever haunt, you know, ministers in the government in ZANU-PF who at some point approached Anzi Ngangai Dizire. And, you know, people like Mtasa were seen sitting down with their boots taken off. Ndofunga wanga wataura kuti panapa ingangas. Kana uchipinda mumba inganga unofanira kubvisa boots. And that picture remains etched deeply in the memory of many people to date. Saka mukoma Chidawa vamugabe pachavo muchagara pasi navo here kuvakurudzira kuti aiwa baba torai matanho nyaya iyi yatikanganisa tiri kutsutsumwa zvikuru
isu semastudents takangonyora tsamba kune mukuru kuti ndozvatofunga tichikumbira zvakwavarisa president since varivo vano vapoinda ofed our part and leave back to the president in this presidium to make a decision.
Please do stay on the line. I'm Koma Tonderai. Ms. Chi, tine mutereri parunare.
Mr. Makoni, how are you from Pretoria?
I'm doing fine, thanks. How are you?
Thank you for joining us. Please give us your contribution for the evening.
Okay. Ndirotora vanyaya yana moyo iyi. I think ndakambotaura futi pane the same program ye studio iyi kuti vanhu vese vari pamusoro kuZANU-PF they learned from their leader. Why am I saying this? At an early stage Mugabe akanzwa kuti paitika corruption yakadai so it's in his power kuti akurudzire mapurisa kuti aite basa ravo nemazvo. For example, here in South Africa, kune ma leaders, we have got Julius Malema, we have got the likes of one Jacob Zuma. One nyaya dziri kuma court nenyaya corruption, but they are the leaders. Izvozvo sei zvisingaitike kuZimbabwe. Pakanzi paitika nyaya yakaita inoinvolva chete ZANU-PF official, haitorwe serious. Why? Haiende kukoti, hapana anosungwa, but if it was an opposition leader, or an individual akazvimirira ega apara mhosva yekuti aita corruption kana kuti aba kana aita sei, that person will rot in jail. Why is it ZANU-PF officials nyaya yacho and the other thing inogo investigatewa sei ne ZANU-PF? Ndo mapurisa ndirikupindura patauro namugoma tondaudanzoni wamugaba wakataurotumira his officials kuno investigate chii chinoinvestigatewa neimwe mbavha
asiexactly
chinoinvestigatewa neimwe mbavha.
Asi Anti-Corruption Commission yacho mukoma nhengo dzacho tiri kutarisa kuti pane nhengo dzeZANU-PF. I'm not sure kuti pane nhengo dzeMDC kana kuti dzemamwe mapato. But I mean, can you expect any impartiality, any integrity from such an important arm of government when it's populated with political figures?
Yeah, ipapo manje panonetsa mukoma wangu nyaya yacho inonetsa kunzwisisa yese as long as kana pasina justice ka hapana chinokwanisa kubudirira munyika. Justice chaicho yeZimbabwe chairi so poor. And I don't know how exactly we can solve the problem. I don't know how best we can do it. Kuti justice yedu isatungamirirwe neany party. Iwe justice yakazvimirira yega. Kana kuti ndi majudges, awe majudges anotonga mhosva, not kutonga munhu. Kana uri mutemo iri police, ngaibate munhu ane mhosva, kwete kutsvaka kuti anobva kune party ipi. Yotongwa ne according to mhosva yaparwa ipapo. It's so sad kuti mabhasikoro iko zvine zvikuru kunzi hakuna mvura kune nzvimbo dzakawanda muZimbabwe. Whereby they can do something about it. Vanogona kutsvaka zvimwe zvimatrucks zvese zvinotakura mvura, zvosupply vanhu vari kufa nenyota. Vanogona kuchera matendezi kumaruva, kusina matendezi nemaridzo. Bhasikoro, can you imagine a bicycle of all the things that we are suffering from as Zimbabweans? Munhu odecida kutenga bhasikoro. Vana havasi kuenda kuchikoro. Hakuna mabooks kuzvikoro izvozvi. We buy books for our kids. Imari dzinofanira kunge dzichishanda kuvana vedu idzodzo. But then munodzida kutenga bhasikoro. Ndopanona, okay fine, if it was a safe thing, why only Cholocho? Mari iyi ndinofanira kushanda kucholocho chete here mari yakatorwa iyi? Kana inofanira kushanda in Zimbabwe as a whole. Why mari iyo isina kunzi bhasikoro one kucholocho, one kugwanda, one kupi kupi? Why is not that? Why only Cholocho? Ndopanona kuti zvonika, they buy the vote.
Hanzi murume anoshandira kumba kwake vamakoni vamoende vekucholocho.
Which is not fake. Haushandire kumba kwako nehomwe nyika. Haushandire iye akadi kubudisa mari yacho mumwe make kana akada kuti iwano vamukurudzire. Why didn't he pump out from his own pocket? Why is kutora imwe mari kune rimwe department yoendeswa only kucholocho? Only Cholocho yanyanya kukosha zvakadiko Cholocho yacho iyo.
Aiwa.
And then pana baba waya vataura waya waya vati vari kuZambia waya waya. Ndiri kuvabatsira baba yavo kuti ngavanyatsotarisire nyaya yavo chaizvo chaizvo. Kana kuri bhasikoro rakatwa sekuru wavo kana kuti hani vavo baba vavo ka. That doesn't benefit mwana ari kuda chikoro, ada mari kuenda kuchikoro ari paunivhesiti.
I understand, but ndeve kucholocho ikoko.
Bhasikoro rero ratombuta kuti kana mabhuku emwana ari harina charinoita kuedukation bhasikoro man.
Aiwa, mataura mukoma makoni. Tinotenda, tinovimba. Vamoyo vachapindura mibvunzo yese iyoyo kana vakapuwa mukana wekupinda mumatare.
Okay, thanks.
Aiwa, tinotenda. That was mukoma makoni from Pretoria. Emzansi, South Africa, silo munye umlaleli lapha baba uNdebele. Ibizwa ngazi nguAra. Baba uNdebele, siyakwamukela uhlelo. Ye, ibizo ngubani Ndebele nguAra?
Hayi, ngingalindina wami asikhulume ngendaba.
Okay. Hayi kuthi belilotshiwe lapha baba manje ngithanda ukubiza abantu ngamabizo ayiwo. Nxa ungafuni laziwe kulungile. Ngena kusiqoqoqela sendaba baba kuhlelo ungene kutala.
Ngiyabonga baba. Ngizokambe okwakuqala sikhuluma ngoJonathan ngemali yekoloti lokuthiwa uyisenzile. Ngiyakuzwisisa mokuthi isala lisala okuthola yikuthela otshontshe ithwala notshontshe imali konke ngamakhwela. Kodwa-ke engizama ukuthi kuphela lapha yikuthi ma sengikhangela indaba kaJonathan yona ngokwayo le ndlela okwenzakale ngayo, mina kwelanisele njengoNdebele ayibukeki. Kodwa ngokubona kwami lapha sokulepolitiki kakhulu, ngoba ma ngikhangela imali engange-400,000 ethethwe nguJonathan bese ngikhangela i-16 billion okuthiwa kayibonakali elizweni, bese ngikhangela kuloo ndoda owaye ekuthungamela indaba zamafutha ngabo-2000. Undoda lowo wathatha imali watshontsha imali yamafutha ilizwe lonke lahle labroka le-anmoto zaqala sukufola emagarajini ngomntu oyedwa mboba wathiwa ngunyamazana nosewambanansakwazi wakhona ngale Harare. nakhumbula kule mali ye-development water project eyayisikhona sihlalelwe phansi ukuthi amanzi afike ezihambeni siza kobulawayo ngenxa yokuthi kusemathebeleleni imali yana kayibonakalanga ukuthi yaya ngapha ukukhulumi.
Hallo, usakhona kuhlelo Ndebele? Hello? I'm sure Mr. Ndebele's phone has cut off, but he was saying that, of course, he doesn't condone what Jonathan Moyo did, but he's saying, speaking from, you know, as someone from Matabeleland, you know, there has to be some kind of fairness in this. I was talking about the 15 billion that by Mr. Mugabe's own admission just disappeared from government coffers. What we don't know, though, is among, you know, the people who stole or made that 15 billion disappear, is there no people from Matabeleland? I think that's the bigger question. And it's a question whose answer we'll never know unless and until people are dragged to court by the government to account for those funds.
Mm. What's surprising me is no one seems to be able to get access to the minister. He's just sending Twitters, and people are just wondering when we're going to have a live talk from him regarding addressing these issues.
Well, we keep trying to talk to him, but we've been here for a long time, and he just doesn't talk to us most of the times. But we will keep knocking on his doors. And if he's listening right now, Professor Moyo, we kindly extend our invitation to you to come on Studio 7 and answer these questions that many people want answered. And going back to the ZIMDEF vision, interestingly, I will read this. They are saying, our vision is to be the hub of resource mobilization for human capital development for sustaining the Zimbabwean economy. Their mission statement is to contribute towards national human capital development through resource mobilization, management, and disbursement for the benefit of clients. And interestingly, and you have to pay attention to this, their core values: professionalism, integrity, transparency, accountability, teamwork, innovativeness. I'm not sure which of those values ZIMDEF really values more. Sithathe umlaleli tisatadzoka kwamuri mkomatondirai. Sithathe umlaleli lapha uNkiwane enkayi. Kunjani baba Nkiwane? Mnumzana Nkiwane?
Yebo, Nkomo, linjani baba?
Siyaphila, unjani enkayi baba?
Hayi, kulo moya nyana bekutshise mini.
Alithembisi ini izulu?
Hayi, alithembisi ngisho.
Hayi, liza kuna baba. Liyeza lingalahli themba.
Kufanele singalilahli sibili.
Kakhulu, sungenile kuhlelo Nkiwane.
Ngiyabonga ndoda yakwaNkomo. Ngifuna ukuqalisa ngokuthi lokho kwenzakalayo kubi, kodwa ngilusize ukuthi nxa selisenza i-analysis yenu lithatha izinto zibe isolated. Uyangizwa? Ungakhumbula kulo Khumbira iKhangayi wake kwaba le allegation yokuthi utshontshe imali yomumbu, uyakukhumbula?
Ngiyakwazi ba.
Uchikore kwaba yinto efana nayo. when u kathesu president uthe kule 15 billion eyaqachayo angithi ngam support Jonathan Moyo kodwa ngibone ngani kulabanye abangama sacred cows abangathintwayo angikwazi ukuthi indaba ka Jonathan indaba isiba lauded to the skies ulalele kuhle mngani wami
hayi silalele ngiwa
ukuthi angisho ukuthi wenze into enhle kodwa ngina sifuna ukusola i corruption yamuzi jahalo kumbe ngowalo okukhulumayo okhanya esolu Jonathan use isolated songani ngiyedwa asikhulumenini ngobubi bezimbabwe ukwenzela ukuthi ekuqineni kwakho konke abenza okubi bazi ukuthi bazachayisa kodwa ngathethi sokuchaywa uJonathan Moyo ngithi mubi ngiyathithi ukuthi ngabe uyanyiza uJonathan wenze kuba nti labangani bakhe benza kuphi kaba kucile
Iko ngichilo laphana enkiwane ngathi uMgabe sesike samuzwa kaningi nengi ephuma enkiwane sithi abaphathi ntambo bakahulumende wakhe balobuhuquluzi kabethembekanga bakorrupt benza imisebenzi ye-corruption bayantshontsha kodwa ekubotshweni kwabo ke lapha asikaboni hamba ngalolo nyawo olokuthi umuntu mayewonile mayetshontshile ajeziswe njengokutsho komthetho
uyabona into le ayenzayo upresident wethu sesingatsho ukuthi yibuzenzisi kutho ukuthi yikukhuluma komuntu owenzela ukuthi abantu bachabanga ukuthi yena akala corruption kodwa esazi kuhle ukuthi nxa kungathiwa sekubotshwa abantu laba bazamuka angene kumbulekinye labo ngoba ukukhuluma ndidakithi ungakhuluma kini akulahluphi uyabone ngutsho kodwa ungavele ufuqele ngizakhuluma lami sokuzima sengikwazi ukuthi kathe sengisifa ngizathili kangitsho ukuthi kodwa lawe jahala unkomo uyakhumbula ngaleli yani langa yikho kanye upresident wethu ngiyesaba ukuthi ngithi khona angeke ngitsho ngama-allegations anjo kodwa sengimcabangela kakhulu ukuthi iminwe yakhe kayihlambulukanga ezintweni ze-corruption ngoba ngabe uhlambulukile ngomunye umuntu overy strict ukuthi ngabe sowakwayenza abantu babotshwa
hayi uyezwakala nkiwane siyabonga ukungena kuhle
ngiyabonga lami kakhulu ukuthi umvumele ngiyabonga mngani wami bye
okay bye bye that was nkiwane bari kufona bari kunkai bari kutiwo abazi kubvumirana nemaitiro avamoyo asi vari kupokana nenyaya yekuti vari kuti panenge pane selective application of the law pane amwe makurukota akawanda wanda vataura kuti vakamboitawo mabasa ehuori asi vari kuti sei nyaya yavamoyo yakutaurwa nezvayo zvikurusa kunge ndivo vatanga nyaya dzekuita huori munyika. I mean, the sentiment is very clear. This is a very divisive issue. It's a very partisan issue. Here on Studio 7, as you had callers calling in, and you know, you go on social media, Facebook, Twitter, everywhere. Many people from Matabeleland are saying, and you know, I shouldn't be really the one saying this, but I'm a journalist. I'm expressing sentiments that I'm seeing on online and off, even when you talk to people. People are like, Jonathan Moyo is not the first person to be, you know, to be involved in allegations of corruption. As you heard previous speakers say, other, you know, people from other districts of the country or provinces have done the same. Why Jonathan Moyo? Why him now? Why are we trying to arrest Jonathan Moyo and leaving out other ministers who have been cited in, you know, acts of corruption like Kasukwere and, you know, people like Chombo have been, you know, brought in, they've been accused of corruption and really people are talking. And I'll throw that question to Mr. Chidava, that's Tonderai. Like you heard me say, Vachidava, you know, this is a very divisive issue. People from Matabeleland seem to say, yes, we don't condone what Jonathan Moyo did. But why is it that, you know, his case has become, you know, the real issue, has become the focal point for the whole country when other people, government ministers, have been accused of corruption before and nothing has happened to them?
Come again.
I'm saying, Mkoma Tonderai, vanhu vakawanda vari kuti zvikuru sei kumatebeleleni vari kuti sei nyika yese yakuti vaJonathan Moyo kunge ndivo vatanga kuita mabasa ehuori. Asi vari kuti vamwe vokumashonaland uko maministers akawanda who have been accused of corrupt practices, but nothing has happened to them. Muri kupindura muchiti chivo ipapo.
Professor Redu claims to be a Robin Hood. Does that mean that the government is rich or vice versa? Nya Professor Jonathan Moyo iri kusumudzwa nema students. Vanova iyo the beneficiaries of Zimdev. Bo ngatisade kutsvaka kuti ningi akati ninga akati. Vakabvuma vega pa Twitter pavo kuti ndakaba.
Okay, please do stay on the line. Mkoma Tonderai, as we draw closer to the top of the hour, and that means the end of our show. Before we do that, silo mlaleli lapha ovela echolocho ubaba uSpanda mdawini kunjani ba?
Hayi khona baba njani?
Hayi siyaphila. So ungenile kuhlelo uyizwile nda?
Ya ngiyizindaba ngiyabonga kakhulu ukungena kuhlelo baba.
Qhubeka ba.
So mina ngikhangela indaba le kaMoyo ukuthi utshontshile. Nxa etshontshile utshontshile liswela, yebo siyavuma. Okuthi khona kuthiwa wathengela osebhuku nezinduna amabhaskini nemibhududu. Njalo bamlwela nokuthi ebothe lomuntu. Kuyindlela yokuthi isivumelwano esikhona from kuphathi njengokuba bengafuna ukuthi ebanjwe umuntu nje azana nje ongafuni yalutho abesakhuluma manje abantu bamasuda loba sebefikile bamthatha lo muntu.
Hayi siyabonga mdawini ngokusiphathisa kuhlelo ba. Iyaqhubeka uqedise ba.
Ye, ukuthi ke umntanami ungazibona ethatha umuntu ekhaya ingamvumeli ukuthi wathi kusho ukuthi uyabezele ethiwe yini. Sikhangela kade indlela le ngesifisalo ukuthi kabuthi upresident kunye novice kuzo ukuthi yindlela yokuthi bona bathole abantu ukuthi bewine nxa kuyakuya kuma-election. Ngoba lo muntu nxa esenza lokhu ufanabantu abalandela abaningi ejolotho kodwa-ke into yakhe ivungo ngayo futhi uyenzele ihafu yejolotho kayenzelanga ijolotho eziwolo. Uyenzele ijolotho north kuphela isouthi ayibalwa alufo uyabalwa
iyazwakala mdawini. Mtawini silusizi, sitye khonapho mtomdala isikhathi sesidliwe ngumangoye. Miss Chi, we have come to the end of our show, and I would like to say many, many thanks to Zikosu President Tonderai Chidawa and all the callers who managed to call in. Let's make another date next Tuesday. I'm Tungamilinkomo.
And I'm Chonison Johnny. Good night, Zimbabwe.